just bits of gold. Johnny questioning how much 25 bill is.
Yeah, but we don't know who this is.
You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most unfiltered, uncensored, unedited, unhappy and unprofessional football podcast on the internet. Joining me today to discuss England's exit from the World Cup, it's our fan on the road, Johnny Vickers at the J Doggy Dog. Hi.
Hi.
The expertise in the psychology department is located across from me in the form of Jasper Kawaja. Hi, Jasper.
Hi.
And to my left, the only one of us who's played the game at a high level, at A level, it's Luke Samper.
Yeah. Hello.
England are out. Luke, why are they out?
Well, I guess because Croatia scored a couple more goals. Well, one more goal. Because they didn't take their chances in the first half, basically. Mm. And also they let in a terrible second goal. But it was Croatia were kind of like with a better team at that point, and like they kind of deserved it then. It was like, yeah, England looked really good at the start. Probably the best attacking football they played in the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And they kind of failed to take their chances. And then they got themselves into a weird place where they were like, well, we're still winning. It's 1-0. So, like, it doesn't really matter if we're playing a bit bad and having shaky moments. And then, like, as soon as it was level, they had to, like, completely change that mentality and they just didn't manage it.
They lost control of the game, it felt. They never really... Did they score too early, Jasper?
You could say that. I think, even after the goal, though, that momentum kept going for the first 30 minutes or so. And then it was like they suddenly realised World Cup semi were one up.
Yeah.
We saw what France did. And they dropped deeper and deeper and deeper.
They just let Croatia in.
And, Croatia... just started to grow in confidence, bossed it.
They did boss it. Luka Modric just gradually got better and better and better the 180th minute.
And he was very great. Very good.
Yeah.
Calls for Modric for Ballon d'Or.
Just from that one
performance. No, because they're saying like he was the most important player for Madrid in Champions League these days because he's more essential than Ronaldo.
Wow.
And he's led this Croatia team to a World Cup final.
So at least we lost to a Ballon d'Or winning
potential
team.
Yes.
Yeah. Johnny, are there any positives?
I mean, what, from the whole tournament or the game?
Yeah, from the whole tournament.
From the whole tournament. I think there are positives, but it seems to be more in terms of like the perception of the team, like the way they presented themselves, the way they like, everyone was gunning for them. You know, Southgate's a great man. And, like, people were excited about English football.
I kind of feel like going to an England friendly now just to see those boys in action.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, like, the perception has shifted very quickly from being... I mean, you saw the attendance for the friendlies before the tournament.
Yeah,
nobody turned up.
There's hope now.
Yeah.
There is hope.
Although it's like, we didn't ever really play a team...
I'm torn.
Much better than us.
I don't think we are.
If you think about it, all of those players play for kind of... in our team, play for good teams. We come up with against one team where they play for Real Madrid,
right,
Atletico.
Should we present both sides of the argument?
All
right. Then, right?
Both sides.
Let's start with England were lucky and aren't very good argument.
Yeah.
Right, they played Panama, worst team of the tournament, everyone agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tunisia, maybe second worst with
and
Saudi Arabia.
The last minute.
Yeah.
And scored a last minute to win it. They
lost
played
the
Belgium game just don't count, doesn't count as a game.
Yeah.
Colombia without their best player on penalties. Still good, and they were very close to winning that match in the 90s.
I think we're even with Colombia. I think if you look
I
think England were better than Colombia in that game. They ought to have
But they were missing their best player.
Yeah. But like,
so imagine us without Harry, say.
Well,
we saw that in the last game.
Then Sweden, you'd fancy us to beat Sweden.
Yeah.
Poor Sweden, I thought.
A poor Sweden, I'd agree.
But, is it...
And then, well, let's go through this. And then we finally played Croatia, who aren't one of the big boys, really, are they? They're not France, Brazil, Spain, Germany. They're not that level. They're a good team, yeah. Good technical team. And the first good team, I suppose, we've really played.
And I think we also went, like, because we're playing good football against these shit teams, and then as soon as we went under the cosh, we went straight back to, like,
we don't
yeah.
go for
I thought it was interesting as well. You gradually saw the drop in quality going forward as well.
Yeah.
When players actually had to go back suddenly and
yeah.
they had to defend. And it's a lot harder when you've got to think about that side of your game. It's
yeah.
not Sweden where they're just going to give us the ball back and all I have to think of is my delivery.
Collective panic setting.
It's a lot of all those passes, you know, which were like on the edge of gifting goals. There were like, there would be like eight of them in a row.
I don't know. It's like,
it was weird because it wasn't like conventional panic.
Yeah.
It was like too calm suddenly became panic.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
no, we're oh, great passing.
Trippier's got this.
We're just rolling. Oh shit, what have I done? Let's hope the next
yeah.
guy does. And then the next guy did fuck up.
Yeah. And so Peterson's like, oh!
Yeah, it was just kind of like a.
So I'd put that down to they're trying to do the right thing, and that's the shift in the culture, but they're not quite good enough yet.
It's like, because even in the last like 5 minutes when they were down to 10 players.
Mm.
They weren't just hoofing it in the box. They were still actually trying to pass, which I kind of respect that they were still trying to do that.
But the problem was no one really,
even though
they didn't know how to pass
yeah,
it.
It really didn't feel like they were
yeah.
quite good
enough
yeah.
to do it.
I feel like that's, well, we're all saying that's the big hole in the team is a player that can do that.
Like a Modric.
like yeah, just like some creative midfielder.
So, like, that all makes a lot of sense. So, like, that's all nice. But, like, really the reason why we lost is the referee was just, like, utter bollocks. Wouldn't
well,
you say, Jay?
No,
were we going to present the other side of the argument? Or are we just
we're just going to blame the referee?
The other side is England are fantastic.
Okay.
Referees are dickheads.
Now let's present the side. England just made a World Cup semi-final when no one expected them to. Right. Why? Only positive thinking.
Well, I mean,
Gareth's got them together. He's got the whole nation together.
Waistcoats
have sold out them and
how did he do that?
He just beat Panama 6-1. That's a nice guy, man.
They had a go.
No, yeah.
They weren't afraid.
They try and play football. Imagine if it was Big Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
far
oh.
Big Sam.
Tunisia would have dominated possession against us if it was Big Sam. He just sat back and tried to counter against
him.
Oh,
yeah.
They were brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we found it wasn't that good a squad, but they've really outperformed and
they're
the most inexperienced team in the entire tournament.
There you go.
And they are positive, aren't they?
Yeah. I've never had as much fun watching England games as this tournament.
No, when Slabhead scored that goal for Sweden,
yeah.
I'm thinking about getting Slabhead just tattooed on my arm.
Or just the word Slabhead.
Just
on your forehead.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, see, that's a positive. Look at these heroes we have coming out
yeah,
of this tournament.
Yeah.
Maguire.
Something
like
to build on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here come the Euros. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it the weird Euros where it's like not in one country,
yeah,
it's in multiple?
The final is in Wembley.
Right,
yeah.
Well, then it's coming home.
Right?
It is coming
home.
Should we get tickets for the final now?
Yeah, yeah. I reckon.
Because what? Spain are basically, they're going to get older and worse.
Yeah.
Germany
yeah.
are going to get older and worse.
Germany are having a crisis and they're going to want to do.
France
are looking pretty strong, but.
Oh, we'll play them in the final.
The final. We deserved a final against France.
So, Luke, 2020, the final, the simulation.
England, France?
Yeah.
We've just been Croatia in the semi, weren't we?
Yeah, revenge. My dude
could
just broken his leg.
It's going to be sweet.
Second Croatia.
I want to talk about the ref.
Okay, alright.
Okay,
so
I thought that ref was a good ref, and now I think he's a bad ref.
I think.
I don't know. You definitely can't blame the ref for the match.
I'm going to blame him for 10% of the because you know
it was a game of small margin.
If we got a corner, we should like you know Slabhead could be scoring it. From
well, like that's Stones' chance.
What happened to Harry Kane?
What happened to Harry Kane?
Has he been good? Because like I think I was saying. Well, I think it's the one we didn't record. I was like, he hasn't been good, but then maybe
after which game?
The Denmark game.
Denmark.
England never played them. Sweden.
They're all the same. And I feel like, kind of from the last half an hour of Colombia, he has been quiet. I don't know if he's... But he's also been in, like, different roles.
I think he's been...
He's been more of a...
Gary Neville said last night he thinks he could be carrying an injury.
Yeah.
Because he looked very sluggish last night.
Mm.
Yeah.
He looked... Maybe he's just had a big season for Spurs.
But was he told to, like, sit back and play instead?
I thought he held at the ball okay.
Yeah, so yesterday was the... I think it was the idea Sterling's on the last man to run in behind.
Which did work.
Sterling had a really good 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind
of burned out, fizzled out, didn't he? Well, at that point, England were just lumping it, so I guess he couldn't really get on the ball.
I would have bet my house on Kane to score that, to make it 2-0. Yeah, 2-0, that go to.
Are we calling it a choke?
You've got to call that a choke.
I think you've got to call
it a choke. That's a player not experienced.
It strikes me as a classic... I'm going to say relaxed. That's all he's thinking. I'm going to be relaxed. And he's not in his right mindset of just touch and bang, goal. He's thinking, stay calm, World Cup semi.
He's overthinking.
Overthinking it a bit.
So England are going to win the Euros.
Yeah.
In the meantime, this is a third place playoff. Yeah. You know, this is such a bad idea.
And I'm working during it. Like probably rather work doing
that. Johnny, it's your two horses.
I'm at the air show.
The two horses, which is going to be repeat. Like, sure. Well, I guess what do? Do you give everyone else a game?
They should just all walk off the pitch and let Courtois and Pickford have a 1v1.
Like,
just men,
like,
no, 2v2.
Lukaku and Kane. And
Pickford, because they've got beef.
It's just like they've got the football season starts in about 3 weeks' time. Like they've got to rest their legs. It's just awful.
The Premiership.
Okay, so Croatia through, they're going to play France. France beat Belgium 1-0. Jasper, your prediction was bang on.
Yeah.
You want to just talk us through the game?
It went as simulated in my mind. It was a really good first half, I thought.
Mm.
A lot of quality. Good attacking play by both teams. But no goals at the end of it. Both teams did have chances. France probably had the better chance, I think. And then the first goal was always going to be crucial. And the French got it, set piece. As it has been a tournament of set pieces, hasn't it? So they get the set piece goal, and then they're able to drop back.
They were very impressive.
Sit in and block everything.
They did what England couldn't do, didn't they?
Really? Yeah. They look comfortable. I mean, Kante, I predicted he'd be the man, and he's just impossible to play against.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Varane
had Lukaku in his pocket all night.
Yeah, it's hard to work. I mean, Lukaku struggles, I think, with less space.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks he's big, so he'll win stuff, but it is tricky.
France looking good.
Yeah. They'll definitely be favourites.
Luke?
Yep.
Let's have your simulation of the World Cup final.
Well, I've realised recently that I've been... I was going to preface this with... I've realised recently I've been predicting more with my heart than with my head. I've been saying, it's going to be a fucking 4-3. Goals are going to be flying everywhere. And they just haven't been, have they? In anything that I've said that. But this time, it's got to come right at some point, you know? If it's a final, people don't score lots of goals in finals.
Nah.
Also, in terms of predicting with my heart, I don't even know who I want to win this game. Cause,
yeah, there's a question.
Because, like, Croatia just beat England, and they were diving a little bit, they weren't really doing that much. But when they're doing it against a team that you want to win, you know, you see it double. So, kind of, I really want, but then, you know what, France...
When we face France in the European Championship final, would you rather they'd won the World Cup or they'd lost to Croatia in the final?
I'd rather they won the World Cup.
I don't know if that's necessarily the right question. I mean, Johnny's got some interesting thoughts on Croatia-France.
I just want France to pummel them. Like, I want to see Croatian players crying their eyes out.
I've been
completely destroyed by all humiliation.
Think of all the happy Johnny French for years. People. Johnny hates the Welsh.
I hate the Welsh.
Tom, you're half Welsh, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right. We won't dwell on that. But
the French
are up there with the Welsh. I thought in terms of like traditional English hatred.
It's like the Hundred Years' War, or whatever. But I feel like the last 20 years.
Yeah, but what really
I feel like Emmanuel Macron is just going to be such a twat if they win, isn't he?
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Yeah, but just like, French people.
Just going to be so masturbating.
I mean, to be fair, I don't encounter a lot of French people. But exactly. If I do, they'll be so smug.
Yeah.
Talking of national hatred,
yeah.
You were saying they ran out of Croatian shirts in Glasgow.
I wasn't saying that.
That was
somebody
me, yeah.
Johnny was saying that.
So fuck the Scottish
like,
as well, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's a little bit too malicious from Scotland.
No, but that's why I hate the Welsh and the Scottish.
What else can you do, though? I mean, look, imagine you're Scotland. Your football team essentially is, what, Charlie Adam plays for you?
Barry Bannon.
Andy Robertson, actually. Shout out Andy Robertson. Great player.
Barry Bannon.
I've changed my mind. Scotland are an incredible side.
Yeah. Where were they?
No, but the point is, they're shit. They know they're shit. They've got nothing better to do than just be resentful.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, but
pity the Scots.
Okay. Yeah, well,
actually, let's get back to Luke's prediction.
Yeah, my prediction for the final. I think France are going to do it. I'm going to go with a little bit of heart and say 2-1. So it's going to be some goals.
Modric is going to cry.
That's what I want to say.
That's my prediction.
Well, whatever happens.
I think France is going to walk it, yeah.
You reckon?
I think Croatia are going to be knackered.
The only thing I think France will do it, but the only question I have is: remember France in that Euro final?
They did.
Very good team, played a very average Portugal team, and just didn't play. They were very well.
Have
there was some conservative from the start. I wonder whether they might be nervous and let Croatia play a bit
because it is completely theirs to win, isn't it?
Yeah. They've lost in a few finals, I think, because they had the World Cup against Italy as well.
Yeah, wasn't too long ago. Are they getting a reputation as
final chokers?
Yeah.
So what's the official in their plane repair stats?
It's got to be France to win.
What, is this what we want or what we think?
Let's do what we want first.
Well, I want to see some Croatian tears and I see a lot of them. Although, I wouldn't mind. You know those that...
it's a gang level. It's always good to see another nation.
Not a malicious
win. No.
It's just nice.
That got booed all the time.
Vida.
For like saying it's for Ukraine. I also wouldn't mind seeing him like banging a last minute winner and like you know, have a Ukraine shirt underneath and rip it off, you know.
He'd probably get shot.
Yeah, but like that's the kind of entertainment I'm then I get Croatian tears.
Can I just say
a big political statement, a Croatian player's been murdered and
then you get Croatian tears because one of their players murdered.
Croatian blood. I want to see blood spilled.
Like, so yeah, I want to see tears, either Russian or Croatian.
Basically. Okay.
Okay.
Alright.
Right.
I've got a sneaky feeling that the Croatians might do it, you know. Sneaky feeling.
Okay.
So
they're my dark horse and I'm going to back them to the end.
So your horse has done quite well.
Yeah.
I think it's now achieved that.
You do, I think you win.
Gallop.
About Russia.
Oh,
pretty dark horse.
Yeah.
If Croatia wins,
two horses are in there.
Third place playoff.
This is tough. This is
not bad. That shine.
Well, what do you think? You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Whose horses did the best? Whose horses did the worst?
Otto's did the worst. We know that.
Has anyone ever tweeted in?
No.
Right.
You can press the red button to see what others are saying. Assuming Mandzukic doesn't score a bicycle kick in the last minute, what is your moment of the tournament?
Got someone else to I need a moment.
Slabbed. First goal against Sweden. Or Belgium's counter-attack against Japan is the best thing I've ever watched.
I think that's it.
The De Bruyne goal was lovely as well. That was a lovely counter.
That was beautiful.
Can we...
Germany going out.
Oh, that was so good. A simpler time.
Yeah, let's not remember. Germany did lead this World Cup in a group stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
That was a good segment.
Yeah, very good. Let's have that segment every week.
Just play Jerusalem.
And just talk about just how Germany left England. In the
I'm not sure, you know. Stage. You know, people say we should change our national anthem to that.
Yeah.
I've warmed to the national anthem because we've been playing well.
Really? I mean, I quite, just associate things, don't you?
Like, normally when I see England sing the national anthem, I think, oh, God, it's so dreary, it's so dull, it's so you're shit. Ready for this
2 hours
of in the semi-final.
Yeah.
It's like, I just felt proud.
I do like, they do it in rugby, they properly sing it out, you know.
Yeah.
It's that, nice and so short.
If you, Jerusalem, that sounds like one that would be like, it's a difficult pitch for people to, yeah. You know, it's either going to be too high or too low.
It might just be in that particular key. Maybe. Right? Yeah.
But also, like, the crowd, the average of the crowd always gets it right, you know.
That's right, that's why I never get. They always sing it. I would like to know what key they sing songs in, the crowd.
Can they pick one?
No, no, because they'll naturally it'll just be one.
Yeah,
and I think that's like when Liverpool sing Mo Salah running down the way, Salah.
Yeah,
it's what key just, do they sing it in?
It's just that it's yeah, it's that it's kind great, of shouty it? Volume, whoever's loudest.
But it is in a key.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right. It's positive. It's a happy time. Happy thoughts.
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Yeah. Oh God. Dang. Oh. Well, shall we play a game?
Yeah, I guess.
I suppose.
Yeah, let's play a game.
Let's have some fun. Let's play a round of anything you can do, I can do better. This is the part of the Inner Play Player podcast where we ask our expert pundits what thing in the football world could they do better than a particular person, i.e. referee a game. I'm not making any claims about my refereeing capabilities. Luke, what can you do better than somebody in the footballing world?
I can do something better.
Let's hear it.
I can change a rule of the game to improve the game. Like time wasting, goalkeepers, time waste, referee warns them, they carry on, referee warns them, they carry on, referee books them, they then kind of stop but also know the ref's never going to send them off.
Mm.
How about if you time waste, the other team gets a corner?
Oh.
Instead of the yellow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I quite like that. The thing is it too much because corner's basically a goal?
For England, yeah.
Is this more of a ploy?
Well, don't
but no one would do it.
Don't time waste then.
Yeah, it's true.
I like that.
Do they have any other
like a penalty corner?
Where they do stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Hockey, then they do that.
I feel like they do weird in hockey they do weird shit like
well they have a
like if you hit the ball out on purpose like at your baseline, then they give a short corner rather than
they have the lesser penalty.
Yeah.
They have a penalty flag match.
That's a good idea.
A short corner, in some ways it's more of a penalty because your players might get maimed by a ball in their face.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the dumbest rule in any sport. I could definitely do things better in hockey.
Yeah, yeah. Just not play the sport.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
who plays it, put the stick down, get a bigger ball,
get a bigger, less fucking lethal ball.
Yeah, just kick the ball around.
Have a fucking offside rule.
They don't have an offside rule?
No, you just stand wherever the fuck you want. You know,
oh
you?
My gosh.
Really?
Yeah,
presumably it doesn't make a difference. Or you can't shoot until you're in the
that
DM.
Can we just have... Can we discuss VAR very briefly? Success or not?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Also, I kind of want now that England are it to be some massive controversy with VAR in the final. I think that would be just like...
It's kind of
tense, controversial.
Exciting. Controversial.
Well,
if it goes
a penalty
to it,
decision,
then
they go to it. The ref's staring. Everyone in the world is going... Half the people are going,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
And half are going no.
Oh yeah,
okay.
That would be good.
But then it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
clear
yeah,
and obvious, you know.
Yeah, but to the ref it might be. It's only the ref's opinion. He might think he's made clear.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping for that. But I just don't think so.
I think VAR has been a success.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I would also say it might doesn't necessarily mean that it should go into the Premier League.
I agree with you. See, my thing on this is, in the World Cup, you lose a game, you're out
yeah,
of the World Cup. In the Premier League, normally they even themselves out.
Yeah,
the best
yeah,
team win the league. The best team win the league.
The best team does, but there is a strong argument that lower teams over the course of the year get a lot less decisions. I think someone like Big Sam in the past has done some study into this.
Of course he has.
What do you mean Big Sam done a study?
Like, oh, yeah,
he's very scientific in his methods. Like,
I guess they always shut up like Pardew. We just shut them up.
Yeah.
All of those moaning.
I'm
like,
just worried it would get slightly.
Mark Hughes would just have nothing to say in the post match interview. He'd just say, "So how was the game today?" Got nothing to say.
I just wonder if it would get slightly more like more and more decisions. Because even now, as you're watching it, like, oh, why don't they VAR that one? You know, or like that's a pretty dangerous free kick. And then like, I feel like then it will shift to just VARing everything.
But I mean, they have done it in Germany for a year,
have they?
They've done it in France for a year. They're bringing it in Spain.
Yeah.
So everyone is moving towards it except for
the players didn't want it, did they?
Should get
the clubs went against it.
I mean, it was so horrendous in the FA Cup when they tried it the first time.
Yeah, but the refs just didn't know what they were doing there.
Yeah. But now I feel like you've got a pretty good system and understanding of how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can maybe see it on those grounds that the little boys at the bottom don't get it fair. Although maybe, I don't know.
But is that true? What true?
Is that just not Sam Allardyce being bitter? Did you see that picture of him? I think he's watching the Tunisia game alone in a restaurant eating a burger.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man, how his career is.
He must be quite depressed. Did anyone see the Ian Wright, Roy Keane spat after the match last night?
It's complete bullshit that, oh, if pundits talk about the final, that's why you lose the semi.
Is that what he was saying? Everyone was
pretty
getting too hyped.
Yeah.
That's what the World Cup is about.
Exactly.
It's all about getting carried away. It's all about getting carried away. Yeah, who said that? Was that some commentator? Football's all about getting carried away.
And then very like later on, just like you can't get, you know,
can't get too carried away.
You've been listening to the In Air Plane Repair podcast, the most unfiltered, uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football conversation on the internet. England are down.
But not out, because they're still up in the fourth place playoff.
England are not out, but they are out the World Cup. Thanks to Luke Stamper, Jesper Kawaja, J Doggy Dog. We'll be back after the final to analyse it and
look forward.
Come on, England.
Oh.